This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean and around the world too via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping out in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thank you very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. Yes, we're still on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Parler when it comes back, but right now I'm not going to tell you that because they're not back yet. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, a lot of things going on our website, too, that's interactive with the listeners, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Well, let me see. I got to say something here. I'll make it a statement, and then I'll ask you what you think. The White House Press Secretary, Jen Psaki, says that I haven't discussed the post-inauguration violence with President Biden, as critics are condemning the fact that he's not saying anything about what's going on in, oh, I don't know, Portland, Seattle, Denver, and maybe a couple other places.
Well, where's Kamala?
Right.
You know, this is West Coast. I mean, what are her comments on it? I mean, I'm already not believing. I mean, she said, we haven't discussed it. I don't have a readout. Don't have anything more on that. To so many of these questions that are already happening in the White House press briefings, that it's kind of like, well, what are they discussing? You know, not that I believe any of this, because the Democrats forever have had a very good social media operation. They
yep.
watch everything and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They already know who the targets are that they think that may be coming after them.
Mm-hmm.
They look at all the headlines. I mean, journalists, newspapers, social media, New York Times, Washington Post. I mean, these people are just highly connected to the Democrats, especially those in power. So if you believe anything that Jen Psaki is saying, you're a fool.
Well, that's true, because I will say that there was an announcement made this week about the Biden White House announcing their new effort to focus on the domestic violent extremists. Now, isn't that what we just mentioned?
Well, precisely.
Yeah.
It's precisely right. I wrote this piece last week about this bill that was introduced by a congressman out of Illinois. It's Domestic Terrorism 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think since then Adam Schiff has already introduced a bill too. So what they're going to do, and then you had in the hearing, confirmation hearing of General Lloyd Austin for Secretary of Defense, he
yep.
comes out and says that he will root out racism and any kind of militancy that he necessarily sees in the Department of Defense.
Yep.
Well, who gets to judge that? We already know what they did to the National Guard, and anybody that was part of any of the National Guard that was deployed to Washington, D.C., if they are part of the three percenters of the Oath Keepers, you're out of there.
Yep.
So we're in very dangerous territories.
Yeah, that's very true. And I'm talking post to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Well, Senator Charles Chucky Boy Schumer and Senator Jim Imhoff say that the orders to boot the National Guard did not come from up high. They said it should have never happened. And meanwhile, over 100 National Guard members have tested positive for coronavirus. That could be interesting.
Well, right. Everybody is passing the buck and doing the wasn't me thing when they're trying to find out how so many of them ended up in the parking garage.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is a very nice parking garage. It's not your garden variety parking garage, but nonetheless.
Only has one bathroom, though.
Yeah, and one electrical outlet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we have some governors that have called their National Guard home saying, we're done with this.
Yep.
DeSantis of Florida.
Yep.
Abbott of Texas.
Yep.
But in the meantime, they are keeping National Guard there
mm-hmm.
through impeachment.
Yep, 5,000. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what happens. And speaking of impeachment, Charlie Schumer revealed that they're going to start the trial on February the 8th. But we also have heard that the Chief Justice of the United States is not going to be there.
Impeachment says that it speaks about the president. Well, the president today is Biden. The Constitution also says to remove. Well, Trump's not there.
Yep.
So
there's nobody to remove.
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. And that's probably why the Chief Justice isn't taking part. There's nothing to take part in. Think about that as we go to break. And we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over to her website, FoundersCode.com, and sign up for her stuff.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion. And Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system. From Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Maus Nissan. Now, Maus is spelled M-A-U-S, and they've got dealerships here, there, and everywhere. And the brand new 2021 Rogues are in at Maus Nissan, and they've made some incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. The Rogue is really gone rogue, and it starts with the quilted leather seats, new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I know this because I've driven many miles in a Rogue before from Maus Nissan, and I know that you're going to enjoy the great pricing, the fantastic service that you'll get from Maus Nissan. Don't forget, Maus Care is included with each vehicle purchase. That's a tremendous value-added package that makes servicing your Maus vehicle a breeze, free life. Time oil changes to entire rotation. And there's over 800 vehicles now in stock, so Maus Nissan will probably have the vehicle you're looking for that the other dealerships don't. Remember, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. Maus Nissan and Acura, the home of the You Serve, You Save program, putting pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders up on a pedestal. Nissan stores are located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and the Nissan and Acura stores side by side on Florida Avenue in North Tampa. Visit them online, Maus, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you more money. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello.
Good morning.
We have our favorite question answer on the line. So, Bagab and Bob, take it away.
Yes, sir, Captain. Well, I think that the all these stimulus packages they're going to be doing because of the job losses and the vaccine, the fact is we're having to wait for the vaccine to get back to normal, and we are headed for hyperinflation because they're just going to keep borrowing extra stimuluses.
They're not borrowing. Oh, they're not borrowing, no. They're printing money, believe me.
That's what I mean, printing money. Say same thing, They're printing money will end up causing hyperinflation because the fact is that they are doing this to try and stimulate the economy, and there's no way that they can stop this. And it's going to take too long for this vaccine to get, they're not distributing it fast enough. There's no way they're putting the vaccine out quick enough that they should be. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, I guess that was a statement, but go ahead and make your comment there, Denise.
Essentially, they're trying to put, you know, a larger portion of the population on the federal government payroll.
Correct. Guaranteed.
And that happens, you know, that happens with expanding what is necessarily known as entitlements.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with that, there's control.
Yep. And we talked about that before the top of the hour, but just in case you haven't heard, Ilhan Omar came out and said, well, we need to have cash payments every week. They need to have cash coming to these families that need the money because they need it so bad. And then Biden said he's going to allow the workers who quit their jobs over the fear of catching COVID to collect unemployment benefits. Now, that is stupid.
Yeah.
I can't use any other term other than the word stupid.
No, I mean, it's reckless.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, this is a good one, from Alaska, said she has absolutely no desire to leave the GOP, despite being no fan of Trump. Well, last I checked, Trump was the ex-president.
If you thought that Congress was in chaos once before, they're in full-blown chaos, and it really doesn't matter which party. I mean, on the Republican side, on the conservative side, you've got some people that are really leaders there. I mean, you've got Ted Cruz and you've got Hawley that are, you know, trying to hold on to the Senate. And if you just pay attention to what, I would say, Ken Scott and Tom Cotton. If you look at those four senators right there, they're pretty steadfast, and I would say, you know, they should be the squad in the Senate side. In the House side, you got some pretty good people too. You got Jim Jordan, you got Devin Nunes, you got Louie Gohmert. I mean, so, you know, there's some pretty good people there. So you need to follow their lead and you know, challenge some of this ridiculousness that's going on elsewhere. And, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to keep the emotion out of things and, you know, approach them clinically. And please get out of the groupthink.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, you got some people out there going, you know, the GOP needs to be, you know, terminated and we need a new party and, you know, Trump is right, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's precisely what James Comey, the former director of the FBI, is saying too. So hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Let's, you know, analyze these things before you start jumping on these bandwagons.
Now, we've got a lawsuit coming from Texas, the Texas Attorney General, and to that I say, go get them, Texas. They're going to sue the Biden.
I read it.
Yeah. What do you think?
He's got, I think it was four counts in there on what this executive order has done. And one particular interesting thing that some of these other states ought to follow that are necessarily known as border states is that the Department of Homeland Security actually has an agreement with what is known as border states, but in this case,
right.
Texas.
Right.
That they, whatever changes or alterations or amendments that happen to anything immigration or ICE, Texas is to be consulted. That is an agreement. That's a formalized agreement. And
correct.
The Biden administration, when they issued this executive order, did not do that. So they're in violation of that.
Correct.
So what he's asking for is really a temporary restraining order on this executive order. So you have a Biden administration that did not consult. Not only is the Department of Homeland Security supposed to consult, but the Biden transition team and the Biden, now Biden administration, didn't consult with anybody in Texas about, you know, stopping deportation.
Well, here's
so it's a fascinating lawsuit. I liked it.
Here's one for you. The Washington Post says there will be no fact checks done on President Joe Biden. Oh, really?
Not by Washington Post.
No, but I can tell you that townhall.com is going to be doing it because I spoke to the editor just yesterday for a short time, and she told me that, oh, yes, they are. They'll be doing a regular fact check over there on Town Hall.
Well, I mean, there's going to be lots of people, so I don't care about the Washington Post. How many people outside of the Beltway even, you know, read the Washington Post?
Very few people.
Right.
Very few. And somebody seems to think that they're the big, well, they're read all around the world. No, they're not.
Well, I mean, it is read around the world, but maybe by 100 or so people.
Thank you. Thank you. And 200 read the New York Times still.
Well, the Washington Post and the New York Times are not meant for people like you and me and,
nope,
and your listeners. It is meant, it's meant for each other.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, the sports world was shocked, and I got to mention this because I know you like sports. Hammerin' Henry Hank Aaron passed away, lived a great life. He was a tremendous ambassador to baseball. He was the original home run king, and as far as I'm concerned, he still is, because he did it all naturally, never had to take anything at all to get to where he got. What a gentleman's gentleman that guy was. I met him once.
Yeah, well, I was in Atlanta back then, and, you know, he overcame a lot of adversity through his career, too. So,
yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly one for the history books.
Yep. Now, what are you writing about this week?
Oh, Lord, there's so much. In fact, I was mad at myself because I didn't put up anything yesterday, and it's kind of like you have to sort things out. You have to look at things with some clarity and not get caught up in the noise.
Well, if you write about something, it changes 10 minutes later, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, exactly. But I'm probably going to concentrate on these executive orders. You know, Biden already halted the pharmaceutical edict by Trump, so insulin's now gone back up again.
Yep. All right, I will talk to you on Monday morning bright and early. Have yourself a great weekend, and stay warm in the mountaintop. All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes, and you can sign up for her email blast, too, and you'll know what she's talking about when she talks about it. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said late Friday that opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial of Donald Trump will begin on the week of February 8th. This is the first time that a former president will face such charges after leaving office.
Now, I've heard some of my Republican colleagues argue that this trial would be unconstitutional because Donald Trump is no longer in office, an argument that has been roundly repudiated, debunked, by hundreds of constitutional scholars, left, right, and center, and defies basic common sense.
President Trump is facing impeachment on allegations that he incited a riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, the day the electoral votes were accepted by Congress. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to send the article of impeachment late Monday. If convicted, Trump could be barred from holding office again. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done? Pelosi is trying to impeach him. I don't mean any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
In my lifetime, I have never witnessed someone not only promise to do good and achieve it, but receive so much undeserved rancor as President Donald J. Trump. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, since the day candidate Trump and Melania came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower, the left-wing cabal of politicians, media, and fake preachers sought to literally destroy Trump and his family. It wasn't because he was a Republican. No, it was much deeper than that. President Trump sought to end the worldwide multi-billion-dollar human trafficking enterprise, saving thousands of boys and girls from the grotesque elite waiting to brutalize them. Because of Trump's bold yet fair approach to adversaries, a republic was spared from a major conflict or wars. Trump's tax policies and regulatory rollbacks enabled many to experience the blessings of economic growth and opportunities. President Trump was pro-life and recognized our need for the Republic to seek guidance from our Creator, and that's just for starters. Thank you, President Trump, for a job well done. God bless you, sir. God bless America, and may America bless God. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards. And, of course, you hear Ron Edwards live and in living color on Tuesdays and Thursdays on my weekday show in hour number four. And, of course, on the weekends, we play his Edwards Notebook. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends over at Mixon's Fruit Farms and Mixon's Groveside Cafe. I will be there today because Mixon's is having a big old arts and crafts fair there today, and those are always pretty neat when they have them. Now, my buddy Craig Gross, the artist extraordinaire, is going to be there with some of the paintings that he's done. He'll have some of the prints that he's done for sale. The paintings will be on display. He is a very gifted artist. Some of you may or may not know that about him, but he'll be down there. I'll be down there for lunch, and we'll have some of our crew down there with us as well, so I'll be floating around. I won't be stationary until I sit down to eat lunch, but I'll be floating around handing out some of my cards and shaking hands and all that good stuff, and Craig will probably have a booth of some sort, and then I'll be there from time to time just saying howdy howdy to the folks as they come by. So stop by today. That starts at I believe it's 10 o'clock and goes till 2, maybe 3, somewhere in that range. If I remember right, might start at 9, because I think now that I think about it, they do start at 9 o'clock, and it goes till 3 o'clock. So there you go. I had to get the sheet in front of me to tell you. Now, Mixon's Fruit Farms is located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. And when you get in there, if you're going to have lunch, try the Captain's Club. Boy, you are going to love it, the Captain's Club. It is worth the price of admission, which is free. Imagine that. Now, something's brewing. The president made his first comments on the future without really saying a lot of stuff in his first remarks since leaving office. Obviously, he needs to choose his words carefully now because of the fact that they're trying to impeach him for the second time. And the Chief Justice is probably not going to be present when they have this impeachment in the Senate, which by the auspices by which they go through, the Chief Justice is supposed to be there so that they can, in fact, have an impeachment. So I've come up with a unique little plan here. November the 8th, 2021, that's this year, that's Election Day, November the 8th, 2021, we're starting right now the National Dump the Dems Day. Yep, what goes around comes around. Fair play is in effect here. Local and state elections is where we're going to start on November the 8th, 2021. We're going to do exactly what we did back in 2008. We're going to go in there at the local level and get rid of the Democrats and get rid of anybody that's not doing the job that they were elected to do and start over. That's what we're going to do. We the people. It's not just me talking here. This is we the people. I've talked to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people about this, and this is the way they want to pursue this. By the way, Tea Party Americans, check them out. Tea Party Americans. Now, there's movement afoot by Joe Biden and putting all the pressure on the president. The latest with the banks were Banks United and a bank called Professional Bank. These are Florida banks where the president apparently has two money market accounts, estimated anywhere from $5.1 million to $25.2 million. Don't know for sure, but that's what the Washington Post is reporting anyway. And they're saying to Donald Trump, we don't want your money. We're going to close your accounts and take your money elsewhere. Well, fine. If you know anything about the banking business, if they're turning down that kind of money, they're going to lose a little bit of their solvency to boot right after the bat here. So, you know, more power to them if they think they can do that. But for those of you who don't remember, years ago, my buddy Bob Mazur, who was a retired DEA agent that wrote a book about Pablo Escobar, the Medellin drug cartel, there was a bank in North Carolina whose name I will not mention, but there was a bank in North Carolina that fronted all the money for the Medellin drug cartel. They shipped all their money to that bank in Charlotte, North Carolina. That bank was later absorbed by another bank. They got into all kinds of trouble. And there was even some offshore money that was found out as a result of that, but all the money was being pushed and transferred back and forth. But Pablo Escobar was a very, 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 very wealthy individual to the tune of hundreds of millions and even several billion dollars, depending on where you looked. And nobody said a word about that. They got away with their banking over there for years. All the banks were looking at was their bottom line. Look at all the money we have. Look at all the assets. We're going to make all these loans. Ooh. That's all they were looking at. And I'm not so sure that it's going to backfire on these little banks, these little local banks in Florida, because they don't have that kind of an asset when they got to suddenly take $5 million or $25 million out of their pool and say, that's it, we don't want your money. What's that going to do for them? Well, obviously it's going to hurt them somewhere along the line. Now, keep in mind, for a second here, that the president, Joe Biden, immediately undermined the rule of law by shutting down virtually all deportations and essentially ending all enforcement of our nation's immigration laws. Never should have done that. There's going to be legal challenges over that. And also, let's not forget that the mere presence of officials challenging the rule of the law because of personal corruption issues that Joe Biden has, for him to challenge any law is just second or third handed. I mean, you got to wonder about that. The foreign entities tied to Ukraine and China, Joe's son Hunter, who's already acknowledged that he's part of an FBI investigation. Don't know what's going to happen there, if anything. But it's still going on, as far as we know. But there's a lot of double talk and a lot of running for cover here. And to increase pressure on the rule of law and to educate more Americans, Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch has created a petition on change.org calling for the Department of Justice to create a special counsel to investigate the Biden family. Now imagine what would happen there. Their petition, of course, has continued to grow. You can go over there, change.org, find that petition, and sign it if you would like. But this is not going to be an easy task for everybody. And, Eric, I see you're on the line, but we're going to get caught up in a break here. So if you want to hang on a second, we'll bring you back when I come back from the break. But also, when it comes to immigration, another caravan of migrants from the Honduras is heading north towards the United States. Americans overwhelmingly want that caravan stopped at the U.S. border. 60% of likely voters are saying they don't want to see that caravan come into the United States. Can't make it any plainer. All right, we're coming back. Final segment, weekend edition, Captain's America Third Watch. And I'll have a caller on the line. When we come back, we'll see what he wants to talk about. And I shall return, as they say, in the business. Don't go nowhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She's up there, Carrollton, Georgia, way just a tad bit up the highway from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And we hope everybody's doing fine there. And we thank you for standing on the wall. Okay, this portion of the program, final segment, brought to you once again by the lawyers, Farrah and Farrah. Now, it's a family-run firm. They've been in business for quite a while, got offices in Florida and Georgia, and here's more about them. Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Farrah and Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farrah and Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah and Farrah. Let them push back. Visit FarrahandFarrah.com. Now, Farrah and Farrah's got a 24/7 phone number. You could reach them right now if you have any questions about the case that you may or may not have, or see if you have a case. How's that? 877-245-6707 is the number. 877-245-6707. Now, you spell Farrah, F-A-R-A-H. So, FarrahandFarrah.com, F-A-R-A-H. FarrahandFarrah.com, phone number 877-245-6707. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, well, joining us right now, we've got Eric in Seminole. And, Eric, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, sir. I appreciate it. You know, you were speaking with Miss Denise, and you were talking. You'd also made mention regarding banking accounts being taken from President Trump, particularly in the state of Florida. Here's the thing. Here's my take on it. It's all part of political law, and it's a philosophy that stems from Mao's Cultural Revolution, and that there's certain key markers that are not to be violated by any stretch of the imagination, unless it directly. Benefits and or enforces political law. So political law is anything, let's say, you're not supposed to speak out against certain, groups or whatever. If those, equity groups are part of the agenda, you don't speak out about that. Anybody who does, they will be censured or, ridiculed, et cetera. Now what's going on with President Trump and the stripping of his bank accounts, that has been going on at lower level, lower level people, those with less influence is, in my opinion, is part of a test to see if people can get away with. There's been gun shop owners that have had their accounts stripped because, particularly with Bank of America, they closed those accounts. They've also closed the, I'm not sure if people remember Robert Spencer from Jihad Watch. Mm-hmm. He has had his credit rating affected. So this is that was several years ago, prior to even President Trump taking office back in 2017. And what that also stems to, in my opinion, leads to what we're seeing with the lack of consideration and or consultation with border states on what on the potential opening up of the borders. And believe it or not. Go ahead.
Money is leverage, okay? But to say that they close their accounts, they do, but they get the money. The people get the money back. It's not like they don't have the money. This isn't the internal revenue.
Right. Understood. But
I want to make sure the audience understands that.
Understood. The message mm-hmm. being sent is you don't go against us, or you don't say certain things. If it violates our virtues, if you will, then we're going to close your account. But it also extends, in my opinion, to the XL pipeline. The XL pipeline kills several birds with one stroke of the pen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got the jobs, you got the potential national security issue of not being energy independent anymore. But here's another thing: there's the actual financial ramifications that occur in Canada, and part of the XL pipeline in Canada. It's approximately a $90 billion a year industry up there.
That's right.
And here's where the political law comes into it. When President Trump took office, he instituted tariffs on aluminum products and other metal products coming from Canada to the United States because mm-hmm. unfair trade practices. Well, Canada said, you know what, we'll do one for one, and we're going to hit you the same way you hit us on aluminum products. But now that President Joe is in office, no one is saying anything in Canada, and you can listen or read up on even the CBC has stories about it. Prime Minister, I forget it. God, his name escapes me right now.
Justin Trudeau.
Right. Prime Minister Trudeau said basically, well, we're not going to do anything about it because it was a foreign government candidate's promise to his electorate, so we really can't do anything about it. So there's where that you can see the political mindset even permeating into Canada on such things that affect Americans, keep it centralized with Americans, to that end. And I think what this is, it's all part of, and this is my opinion, a literal, physical cultural revolution going on in the United States, and that we all need to stand by and do what we can to affect change within the party, not from outside the party. Because at this point, in this juncture, there's a two-party system, and that's how it is until the foreseeable future. So anyway, thanks, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for letting me vent and simplify, sir.
All right, thanks very much. That's Eric in Seminole, and Eric said he wanted the Packers on Sunday because he was rooting for the home team. Well, I'm going to take the Bucks plus 3, 24-21, 27-24, 25-22, 26-23, some score like that, but no more than 3 points. I'm going to take the Bucks simply because I want to see the Bucks in the Super Bowl because they're going to play right here, I don't know, 3/4 of a mile away from where I'm sitting right now in February. Yep, it's going to be interesting. We'll see. All right, now, don't forget that we don't know for sure what a Biden presidency is going to bring, given the current pandemic of corruption in Washington, D.C. But there's some things that I think we can pretty much count on. The battle over the borders, Eric just talked about it. You know, the president, Joe Biden, immediately threw down a gauntlet with a big move on immigration. He announced plans to send to Congress a sweeping immigration bill that included far-reaching amnesty provisions, a fast track for Dreamers, expanded access to the United States, and whiffs on border security. Well, Senator Chuck Grassley immediately fired back. And, of course, with the flurry of first-day executive actions, including rescinding the travel ban, rolling back immigration enforcement, halting construction on the border wall, it told us where we were going here. And now there's a battle over big tech, too. Because, as you all know, Donald Trump has been banned by Twitter, suspended by Facebook, kicked off YouTube and Snapchat. Ineffective silencing of the president, as far as how he gets his message out right now, it's very limited. But I did see something on video somewhere. I guess it came from his website, is where it came from, DonaldJTrump.com. He still has a website, and that's probably how he'll get things out there for a while till things get squared around. But there's also the battle over Trump in general. We've got a second impeachment trial coming up the 8th of February, a criminal investigation by the Manhattan District Attorney, a federal tax probe, defamation lawsuits, and an assault on his worldwide business holdings, as we just told you about the banks that here in Florida that shut down some of his accounts. Doesn't mean he lost the money. It just means that they're not going to do business with the Trump entity anymore. And then there's a battle over Biden in general. We don't know what's going to happen with the Ukrainian energy firm Burisma under investigation by the FBI, Hunter Biden, President Biden's Justice Department. Now, they're facing a lot of pressure right now to hand a probe off to a special counsel to investigate Hunter and see where this goes. And I don't know what his record's going to look like a year from now or even 2 years from now, the midterms. Think about it. Will the pandemic be erased? Will the economy be growing? Or is he going to be seen as the feckless, wavering, unable to achieve his goals, captive of his party's left wing? That's where I think he's going. I can't see him, with all the stuff we've seen so far, succeeding at any level. Because the Democrats are going to have to put up with their left wing. Now, I want you all to remember, November 8, 2021, that's this year, that's Election Day, November 8, 2021, we're going to call it National Dump the Dems Day. Local and state elections is where we have to start on November the 8th, 2021. Local and state elections. We start there. We work our way up. We do it 1 year at a time. That's how it's done. That's how we did it in 2008. We'll do it the same way again. Get rid of the people that we need to get rid of, that aren't doing the job, that it's the same old, different day. Put people in there, especially in new states where you know you need election reform, put people in there that will do just that. Get candidates, vet the candidates that will go in there and do what it takes to get the election reform that you need to have. This is serious business. And you're welcome, Eric. This is serious business. And we need to get serious about what we're doing here in this country. It's a celebration. So, the weekend edition of the Captain's America has come to an end. I'll see you Monday morning, 2 a.m., and I'll see you today in Bradenton, Mixon Fruit Farms.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.